Mishnah Dalet. Once again, this machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is going to be based on another machlekes, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah, and that is whether one is allowed to use a waiter who is unlearned in the halachas of a meal. According to Beis Shammai, you can, whereas according to Beis Hillel, you can't, because he may come to cause you to sin, perhaps in the area of tumah and tahara, of impurity and purity, and therefore one's waiter should be somebody who knows the halachas of a meal. Now that debate gives rise to the following machlekes. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, at the end of the meal, just before Birkas HaMazon, the bracha made after eating, there's a mitzvah mejabonon that one has to wash his hands again, and that's known as mayim achronim, the later water. It's the second time which one washes his hands as part of the meal. He did it before he ate the bread at the beginning, but he also has to do it at the end, and there are different reasons being given for this, the most famous of which is probably that there was salt. It was customary that after a meal, people would often eat salt. The Gemara says this has dietary benefits, and there's a certain salt called melech sedoimis, which if one touches it and then it has contact with one's eyes, it could blind him. And so to avoid that, the Rabbanan said that one must wash his hands before benching, so right after he has this salt, so that he doesn't come to blind himself, chas v'shalom. So, Beis Shammai say, mechadenes habayis, first one should make sure to clean his house. Now the truth is, bayis doesn't really mean house here, it's more of a word for a room. So one should clear the room, or the area where he eats, and only then, v'achrakach, and after that, nodin la'yadayim, should you wash your hands as mayim achronim. The reason being that since you're allowed to have a waiter who is an Am Ha'aretz, which means someone who doesn't know the laws, according to Beis Shammai, this Am Ha'aretz doesn't know that it's forbidden to spoil food, and therefore he's going to leave even the large bits of food on the table and around that area, and he's not going to be concerned that the water which they're using to wash their hands now will go onto these big pieces of food and ruin them. However, the halacha is that you have to avoid that, and therefore you need to clear the house first, clear that area first, at least of the pieces of bread, the pieces of food which are the size of an olive or larger, and then wash your hands for mayim achronim. And even if it goes into the smaller pieces of bread, that's okay. Beis Hillel say, you're not allowed to have a waiter who is an Am Ha'aretz, which means this person must know the halachas of the meal, which means that the waiter knows that he needs to clear the large pieces of bread before they say Birkas HaMazon, and before they do mayim achronim. And therefore, he already would have cleared the big pieces of bread. So you don't really need to clean the other bits now. And therefore, we still say that you're allowed to do the following. You're allowed to first wash your hands, and then to clean that area. Not that you have to, but we still is saying that you can, because we're not worried that you're going to spoil large pieces of bread, because the waiter would have known to already clear that before you wash your hands for mayim achronim. Don't worry if you found these Mishnayos quite difficult today. They're very possibly some of the hardest Mishnayos in Seder Zeroyim.